Rock historian Ed Ward has a profile of Dave Bartholomew, an arranger and producer who Ed says helped shape the sound of New Orleans rock and roll.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
For those even casually aware of such things, Fats Domino personifies the New Orleans sound of rock and roll. Yet, if you look at the labels of his records, you'll notice that nearly all of them are credited to Domino Bartholomew. And herein lies a clue to the existence of one of the most underknown figures in all of rock and roll history, Dave Bartholomew. Bartholomew was born around 1920, and around 1930, he began taking trumpet lessons from Peter Davis, the man who taught Louis Armstrong. 2 years later, Bartholomew's father, a barber who played tuba in local bands, was taking his boy to his gigs, and before long, the kid was playing at them, which led to his employment after high school on the SS Capital, a riverboat that had Fats Pichon's band in residence. Pichon soon left for Bourbon Street and turned the band over to the teenager to lead. After a stint in the Army, where he learned to write music and make arrangements, he returned to New Orleans and put together the band that would make history.
Roaming no more with Mo and Joe. Oh no, I ain't gonna go.
In 1949, Lou Chudd, who owned a new label called Imperial, caught the band at a week-long gig in Houston and asked Bartholomew if he'd like to record artists for the label in New Orleans. Bartholomew had been keeping track of the local talent and immediately cut two records. The first was Jewel King's 3x7 is 21, a top 10 rhythm and blues hit. And the second was even bigger than that.
They call me the Batman, 'cause I went to unbound. All the gods, they love me, 'cause I know my way around. I was standing on the corner of Rapport and Canal. I was watching all.
Fats Domino's The Fat Man may have sold over 1 million copies in 1950, although nobody was keeping track back then, and it put Imperial, Fats, and Dave Bartholomew on the map. Fats remained the band leader's meal ticket, although he continued to record other New Orleans artists. Ironically, one of the biggest hits he was associated with came during a brief falling out with Chud.
Oh, no, no.
Bartholomew arranged and produced Lloyd Price's smash hit, Fats played piano on it, and his own current release wound up trailing it up the charts. Around this time, Bartholomew also produced Shirley and Lee for Aladdin Records, starting them on a string of hits that lasted for over 5 years. EMI's 1992 anthology of Dave Bartholomew's productions covers his whole career with Imperial, which lasted until 1963 when Chud sold the label. It's a cross-section of New Orleans during the 50s, with everyone from the Neville Brothers' first group, the Hawks, to the ill-fated Smiley Lewis, to the undeservedly obscure James Sugarboy Crawford.
I got a big fat mama. I got a big fat mama. I got a big fat mama. A lonely and galley with doodly squat. 310 pounds. 310 pounds. 310 pounds.
the wobble when she walks. She got the wobble when she walks.
What links all of these records together is the Bartholomew Band, which featured the rhythm section of bassist Frank Fields and drummer Earl Palmer, who together virtually invented black rock and roll. And, although in an interview with journalist Adam Block, Bartholomew denied there was such a thing, the other common feature is the sound of New Orleans, which Bartholomew brought to all of America and the world.
Ed Ward is living in Berlin, where he writes about rock music.